whenever a duke climbed a lamppost, when a dean got drunk, he could not be really happy. He could not be certain that he was not fulfilling some prophecy. In the beginning of the 20th century, you could not see the ground for clever men. They were so common that a stupid man was quite exceptional, and when they found him, they followed him in crowds down the street and treasured him up and gave him some high post in the state. And all these clever men were at work giving accounts of what would happen in the next age, all quite clear, all quite keen-sighted and ruthless, and all quite different. And it seemed that the good old game of hoodwinking your ancestors could not really be managed this time, because the ancestors neglected meat and sleep and practical politics so that they might meditate day and night on what their descendants would be likely to do. But the way the prophets of the 20th century went to work was this. They took something or other that was certainly going on in their time, and then said that it would go on more and more until something extraordinary happened. And very often they added that in some odd place that extraordinary thing had happened and that it showed the signs of the times. Thus, for instance, there were Mr. H.G. Wells and others who thought that science would take charge of the future and just